from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump, in a defiant speech at a West Virginia rally Thursday night, called stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication that he said makes his political opponents feel better about themselves after their loss of last year's election.
What the prosecutors should be looking at are Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails.
Special counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, the Wall Street Journal reported hours earlier, significantly stepping up his probe into the Russian interference in the election. Well, President Trump blamed Congress Thursday for creating new tensions with Russia by approving sanctions against Moscow and the Kremlin, agreed on the penalties would thwart improved relations. Olga Oliker explains about the Center for Strategic and International Studies explains why lawmakers wrote the bill in a way that prevented Trump from vetoing.
They don't trust Donald Trump on Russia for a lot of reasons. One is that his own statements have indicated, an interest in lifting at least some of the sanctions that have been imposed, particularly the ones imposed over Russian election interference.
Congress overwhelmingly voted for the sanctions, and Trump unwilling to risk having lawmakers override a veto, signed it on Wednesday. Deaths in the U.S. coal mines this year have surged ahead of last year's, and federal safety officials say workers are new to a mine have been especially vulnerable to those fatal accidents. Mixed results on Wall Street today. The Dow closed up with modest gains. This is VOA News. Chinese and U.S. naval ships are working together in the South China Sea in a search and rescue mission for an American missing sailor. The sailor, whose name is being withheld, was reported missing from the USS Stethem destroyer around 9 a.m. local time Tuesday. The ship was conducting routine operations in the South China Sea at the time. This is the Navy's second effort to find a missing sailor in the Asia-Pacific region within the last 2 months. France, Britain, and Japan are hoping for a speedy vote on a UN resolution that would impose new sanctions against North Korea following its tests of an intercontinental ballistic missile. But Russia says the text still needs to be discussed, and there's no agreement yet. As for direct talks, State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says that will take some work.
We have long said that North Korea has a long way to go before the United States would consider having talks with them, negotiations with them. The secretary addressed this the other day where I'll paraphrase here, and then I'd like to read you a quote of his just to make sure that we are very clear on this. They have a long way to go. They need to take steps to show the United States and the world, for that matter, that they are serious about their attempts to denuclearize. We have not seen that. We just saw two ICBM tests within a period of less than a month. They're not showing signs that they are committed to doing that at this point.
The United States gave China, North Korea's neighbor and an ally, a proposed resolution several weeks ago, and ambassadors from both countries said they were making progress. The Mexican army says soldiers have seized 37 gallons, 140 liters of liquid morphine, and 40 kilos of opium paste in a rural area of the northern state of Sinaloa.
Opium paste is extracted from poppy bulbs and later processed into morphine and then heroin. Much of it is shipped to the United States by drug cartels. The Army said Wednesday the drugs were seized on July 31st after an Army patrol saw a group of men flee. The seizure occurred in the township of Bariraguato, the hometown of imprisoned Sinaloa cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The Army estimated the raw materials would have produced about 140 kilograms of heroin. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
New climate models show that parts of South Asia will become uninhabitable by 2100 if greenhouse gas emissions are not dramatically reduced. Under a high emissions scenario where little action is taken to stop climate change, one hydroclimatologist who co-wrote a report published Wednesday said the heat wave intensity will reach magnitudes that have not been observed before. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.